Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Ann, have you been able to catch a breath and just get maybe a little bit of rest after a week like last week with all the opening shows?
It was such a great week. I think I slept all weekend long.
Well, highlights for you from last week. Certainly opening night with Twelfth Night is always special. And great reviews are coming in for that show, too.
Beautiful reviews coming in for all of the shows. I'm thrilled. Highlights would be, I think, the opening of Something Rotten, which got three standing ovations. One in the middle of the first act, one in the middle of the second act, and then one at the end. That was, I've never seen that before. Donna's shows have gotten shows during the performance before, but never two.
Wow, never, yeah, never on this level. So this is going to be, without a doubt, for a show that, initially folks didn't know about this show, weren't familiar with Something Rotten, this is going to be the runaway hit of the season.
I think so, yeah. I have never heard people talk about something the way they're talking about Something Rotten. Everyone is just going crazy and really wanting to come back. And so many people stop by the house manager's office to say that it's already... I mean, it's barely been on. They're already saying, oh, it's my third time seeing it.
Wow, there you go. We just, you and I were chatting about this, and of course, you've been certainly promoting the show, but once people got a chance to see the show, that's what it's all about right there, that they're thoroughly enjoying it.
It is so true. It's so funny. I wouldn't tell my husband anything about it because I wanted him to be able to enjoy every single joke, and now I can finally say the jokes at home. I've been keeping to myself and saying on the inside.
It's been a great week for opening shows. Ahead of Gabler opened last week.
Oh, yes, another beautiful show. Not funny, although, plays, whether dramatic or comedic, are still entertaining. And that was such a beautiful, moving experience to the opening of Hedda Gabler, really. And the crowd just leapt to their feet after. Sarah Topham, of course, is absolutely amazing, and surrounded by quite a group of people. Wow.
Exactly.
And Cymbeline, great opening there, and again, terrific reviews, and Twelfth Night, as you said, and then we also had La Cage au Fall.
Yes, and it was so funny. I was chatting with some folks from some Stratford downtown businesses, and they were, there's something going on down the street. There's a big commotion going on. I think, it's Friday night. I do believe it's opening night for La Cage.
Yes, we had a group of drag queens come in from Toronto, and I had them in a Hummer, so they were getting out doing the red carpet, and we had... an amazing crowd there, and so many people dressed up. And I've never seen so many sequins in my entire life.
Oh, absolutely terrific. But Steve Ross, featured in this show, is, as you've mentioned, possibly a career highlight for Steve.
It's just sensational. I love everything that Steve does. He's a really wonderful performer, and his performance in Something Rotten is just fantastic, as it has been in every other show that I've seen him in. But yeah, this is something else. He plays Albin, one of the two main characters who is rejected by his son, and they have to find their way back to their relationship, and that's basically the crux of the show. And he is spectacular.
And we also had Romeo and Juliet open last week.
Yeah, one of my favorite Romeo and Juliets ever. Vanessa Sears and Jonathan Mason, just beautiful central performances there. And of course, surrounded again by... It's so wonderful to have a repertory theater company where the ensemble is so strong. And so you get rich... wonderful performances, even in the smaller roles. We're really fortunate here in Stratford.
It's going to be a stellar season.
So, yeah, people were happy with these six amazing shows that opened this week. let's hope it heralds a return to the theater and that people buy lots of tickets and that everyone has a great time.
Oh, for sure. You're seeing the difference already with, again, full houses with the Stratford Festival this season, opening week. And really, things are just getting started because we should mention, we had opening nights, but there's still preview performances happening for shows that have yet to open.
Yes, Wendy and Peter Pan opens on the 15th of June. And that is still in previews. And then, of course, we've got a whole other suite of shows that have are just about to start rehearsals, which is fantastic. So we'll be talking throughout the summer about those. But we also have the Forum launching very soon.
Yeah.
And it starts with Pride Week. So, as you know, the Pride's Pride Month now, it's June, and wasn't the opening of La Cage aux Folles a really great launch into Pride Month? And we, of course, raised our Pride flag on Friday morning, again, a day early, because La Cage was opening that night. And we have some great Forum events, so people should definitely take a look at the website. We have Lemon, who's Canada's Drag Race Queen, is coming to do a Forum event and show how she gets into her makeup and character. And we have one of my favorites is coming up on June 16th. Please come to this one. It's a Broadway sing-along and cocktail party. And this is featuring a friend of mine from New York City who is just incredible. Her name is Franca, and in New York she works at a bar called Marie's Crisis, and you stand in line for hours to get into this place, and she plays piano and everybody just sings along and has an amazing time singing along to Broadway musical songs. And it's not karaoke. You don't have to get up and do a performance. Nobody does that. Everybody just sings as a group. So that is on Sunday, June 16th. It's 7:30 at night. It's going to be super fun. Frank is here from New York. I'll be there. I think lots of people are going to be there. It's going to be super fun. So
wow.
I hope people want to come out and do that. And we have some more serious things happening Pride Week in the Forum, too. There's one called The Body Politic, which is a history of queer news in the gay and lesbian liberation era, which is going to be very interesting. And Colin Mockery and Deb McGrath are here with their daughter, Kinley Mockery, to talk about trans families. So that's going to be a moving and informative session.
Wow, lots happening, and we are just getting things started with the Stratford Festival. So, yeah, great spotlight on some of the Miam Forum events for the month of June with Pride Month. And again, more shows will be opening and lots to choose from. Stratfordfestival.ca is the website. Anne Swerdfeger. And again, thank you so much for your time, and we'll chat again next week.
Yeah, you're welcome. And before I go, I just wanted to offer local listeners, again, a promo code for this week to get some tickets to those opening shows at a... prices are going to be from $25, and it's just until the 10th of June, and the code's 115571.
115571 for that special promo code. Boy, you just slipped that in right at the end there, Anne. That's fantastic.
I did, a little treat.
A little treat right at the end there. So the promo code again is 115571, again, for discounted tickets and more. Again, details with stratfordfestival.ca. Anne Swerdfeger. Oh, Anne, thanks for that.
Great to talk to you, Jamie.